I want you to turn to Psalms 42. Ivan, Peter, I beg your forgiveness, you guys. I forgot to give you my scriptures, but maybe you can catch up with it as I move along. Amen. Okay, back to praying for the preacher. I know Jesus is praying for me because he said so in John 17. So I'm counting on that. But I appreciate it when the body of Christ prays for me as well. Amen. And I pray for you. I pray that you all, as Barbara prayed, that you'll be blessed and prosper, be in health, have strength. In Jesus' name. And be free. Be free from the powers of the enemy. Be free. The devil comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus came to give life and that life more abundantly. And I pray that the thief and the killer that has bothered you and tormented you will be taken away from your life in Jesus' name. And I pray that you will be receptive of the abundant life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Did I say anything about Psalm 42? Where did you find it? Is it on the board yet? Psalm 42? Okay, we'll go with that. Pray with me right now. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we do appreciate the opportunity to pray. We appreciate the knowledge, the knowing that when we pray according to your will, you hear us and answer us. And Lord, we just pray that your anointing will break every yoke today. Pray, Lord, that everyone that came with a burden will leave free. Everyone that came with sin will leave cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. Everyone that came discouraged will leave encouraged in Jesus' name. Everyone that came thirsty and hungry will leave full and satisfied in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you that your word is working mightily on in the inside of us. In Jesus' name. Bible says, as a deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. And the next verse says, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Okay, let's start this off by asking you a question. Are you hungry? Are you thirsty for the things of God? I want your spiritual tongue, your spiritual mouth to become parched right now in Jesus' name. I want you to feel such a thirst that it's almost agony, that you must have a drink. That you must have a drink. There's an old saying where I come from in the world of farm animals that you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And I used to hear that as a boy, and I used to try it, see how it worked. And I was raised on a horse. When I was 2 years old, my horse Sundown was born, and he was with me all my life growing up until I became an adult. And so he was my best friend, when everybody else was against me and I was in trouble for all the silly things I was doing. I could go out and old Sundown would listen to me and let me cry on his shoulder, and we were good friends. But I used to think about that saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And I used to lead old Sundown up to the water, and he would drink and drink and drink. And then he'd get good and full, and then I'd go out and we'd mess around, do a couple of things, maybe a short ride, and I'd bring him back to water because I was maybe thirsty again, and I'd bring back to water, and I'd get me a drink, and I'd pull him over, you know, and rein him over, try to get him. He'd just stand there and look at the water, and I'd get the reins, and I'd pull his nose down in the water, and he'd pull it back. For the life of me, I could not make that horse drink. He had to be thirsty. When he was thirsty, he would drink and drink and drink. But if he wasn't thirsty, you couldn't make him drink. But I'm praying today that we will be thirsty. And as we've experienced the spiritual water of God's word flowing among us today, that we will quench that thirst. And it'll just be so satisfying. Cold, Rocky Mountain spring water. Amen? Reuben's laughing because that's what they make Coors out of, you know. I want us to be thirsty because God wants to give us a drink. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I want to take you to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 2 and 3. And you should remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and to test you and to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. Verse 3. So he humbled you and what? Allowed you to hunger and fed you with manna you did not know. Nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Now, in this passage, we switch from thirst to hunger. I have never been really, truly, seriously hungry, as you can tell. When I was a little guy, we had some neighbors that had three children about my age. We went to the same school, and they were a very, very poor family. The father was a good man, but he couldn't work very much, and he couldn't keep a good job, and he had physical things and just circumstantial things. He wanted to work, but he couldn't find it. Just, you know, he was just having a hard time. And in my day, you could buy school lunches. You could take your own lunch or you could buy a school lunch for 10 cents. And my daddy would give me $1 a week, and I would use that all week long to buy my lunches and a candy bar once in a while. I did well. But these little neighbor children, two boys and a girl, they would show up to school, and they didn't have 10 cents for the school lunch. And in those days, we didn't have the government programs that, you know, paid for all of our stuff like they do today. And those children were hungry. They'd come to school hungry, and a lot of times all they would have is a piece of light bread. Light bread means white bread. And if they were doing well, they would have some mashed potatoes smeared on the bread, and it would be turned, folded over to be a sandwich. And that's what they ate. And there were times when they didn't even have that. And I knew those kiddos were hungry. I knew they were hungry. I could see it in their eyes. I could see it in their personality. They were hungry. I've never experienced that. I've always just been surrounded by plenty of food. Maybe we didn't have money to, you know, to blow or to waste, but we had food. We always had good food. And my mother, who's sitting back here in the back, she always saw to it that I had my dime for the lunch or food. But I was never hungry, so I don't relate to hunger as some people might. But I've just been blessed. But I realize there's people around us that are hungry. And I'm wanting to be spiritually hungry today. Like I was asking the Lord to make us thirsty, I want Him to make us hungry today. I want to have that craving for something to eat from the Spirit of God. If we don't have that craving and that thirsting, we'll just let the Word come through and we'll nibble on it and enjoy it and let it pass. Well, that was a nice service. But if we can get a hunger and a thirst stirring on the inside of us, when the Word of God flows through and we start eating and drinking of the Word, we're going to leave this place saying, we were at a banquet today. Oh, qué banquete. A banquet, Reuben. I want to be thirsty enough and hungry enough to see God's Word as a banquet. I don't want it to just be the same old, same old, same old, same old. I want something special to eat today. And I want something special to drink today from the Word of God. Can you want that with me? Father, do you hear our wants? Do you hear our desires? Lord, we're wanting to tap in on the resources of the blessing and tap in on the resources of your goodness. And Lord, we want to tap in on the eating and the drinking of your Word. Lord, we just receive what we need today to be hungry and thirsty for you. God's Word is so amazing and it's so awesome and it's so satisfying. But we need to be hungry and thirsty for it. In this scripture in Deuteronomy, the Lord said, I let them get hungry. You know, they were so hungry, they were ready to kill their leader, Moses. They were ready to stone him to death and, you know, get a new leader and go back to Egypt. They were so... And then the Lord shows up with manna. The Bible says that manna was angels' food. Now, I've had angels' food cake. That's pretty good. Angels' food. He let them get really good and hungry so they would appreciate that food. Now, there's a little bit of this story, this Bible script passage playing out in me as we speak. Because in the past, we've had some amazingly spiritual services. You moved back a year or so, and some of our Wednesday night services were just, I mean, everybody was just on the floor before God, just being bathed and basking and being immersed in the spiritual things of God. We've had some amazing services. But it seems like here lately we're just kind of floating along and enjoying life and enjoying church and doing our routine and, you know. Well, it's a good routine. But we need the spiritual. We need the movement of the Spirit. And to get the movement of the Spirit, we need to be hungry and thirsty for those things. Now we're going to go to the New Testament and look at 1 Timothy 4:14. The things I've shared with you the last 10 minutes, I've been talking to God about for quite some time. And so He's already heard this sermon. Paul told his spiritual son, Timothy, he says, do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. Now I want us to go right on over to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. And again in 2 Timothy, Paul gives Timothy a similar word. He says, therefore I remind you. Remember in 1 Timothy he said, don't neglect the gift. Well, evidently Timothy was forgetful because Paul had to remind him. He said, I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in the drawer, which is in the cabinet, which is in the Bible. Am I reading this wrong? The gift of God which is in you. Lucy almost preached my sermon this morning in the opening, which she's talking about the joy of the Lord is already in us. We just need to do something about it. Yeah. The Spirit of God, the gift of God is in us. And he says, therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on my hands. Now, back to what I've been talking to God about for the last 2 or 3 weeks about, Lord, I want to be hungry. I want to be thirsty. I want to see the Spirit of God moving amongst us again. And you know, and he took me to these two verses, and he just kept me there for several days. I couldn't get away from these two verses. He kept saying, Calvin, stir it up. Quit waiting on me. Stir it up. Quit waiting on me. Stir it up. And so I'm saying, Lord, what do I do? How do I do it? And he says, stir it up. Stir it up. And so I'm starting looking for ways to stir it up, looking for opportunities to stir it up. I know the gift of God is on the inside of me. Some people think I have the gift of gab because I talk so much. But what I have is spiritual gifts. I've seen all 9 gifts of the Spirit work through my life. Given time and history, I've had a lot of spiritual gifts work through me, and it's just such an awesome blessing to experience. Amen? And one of the more prominent gifts that has been in me for years that rises to the surface occasionally is a gift of prophecy. Now, it's not the kind of prophecy that says California is going to fall off into the ocean at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. The prophecy I'm talking about is a prophecy of exhortation and lifting up and building up and encouragement. The kind of prophecy that I have as a gift within me is that the Spirit of God quickens to me what to say to people at the right time to bring them up and out and to bring them deliverance and freedom. To bring them encouragement. Amen? And so I'm going to do my best before the Lord to stir up the gift that's within me. And if it comes out prophetic, praise God. If it comes out in some other of the 9 spiritual gifts, praise God. But I want to stir my gift. I don't want my gift to be dormant. I don't want my gift to be asleep, Reuben. I don't want my gift to be all dusty and unused. Could somebody bring me a glass of water, a bottle of water, something like that? Please. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Stir up the gift. Now, in 1 Corinthians 14:32, you got to see this. As I was talking to the Lord about how to stir up the gift, I'm kind of waiting for lightning, waiting for big thunderous lightning to hit me, and okay, I got the gift going again. You know, God shows up in the form of this big and powerful angel with flopping wings. Thank you so much, brother. Lord, bless that man. Where was I? Talking about being hungry and thirsty and stirring up the gift. And I'm waiting for lightning to strike. You know, I need a signal. And the Lord takes me to the scripture. Did you find it? Yeah, you did. And the spirits of the prophet. Now, to give you a background, all the verses before that in this chapter are talking about the 9 gifts of the Spirit. And as he talks about the nine gifts of the Spirit and their expression, then he comes to this point where the spirit of the prophets are subject to the prophets. In other words, if the spirit of prophecy comes on me, it's subject to me. I can turn it on or I can turn it off. I mean, that hope that didn't sound wrong. You know, the tongues, speaking in other tongues is a gift. I can turn it on, turn it off. It's subject to me. I can feel in my heart that the Lord wants you to have a word of wisdom by the Spirit. Well, it's subject to me. I have to release it or I can withhold it. And so the Lord's saying, stir it up. It's all up to you. You've got the word within you. Use it. You have the prophetic word within you. Use it. Stir it up. Stir it up. I hope this does me and Reuben good. And Preacher Peter and Preacher Ivan and any other preachers are in here today. Hey, guys, let's stir it up. It's in there. We're learning, aren't we? Now look at Romans 11:29. This one's going to really make you shout. For the gifts and the calling of God are what? Now, what does that big word irrevocable mean? That means God gave it to you and he won't take it back. That's what that word means, Reuben. God gave you the gift and he will not take it back. You can say, God, I'm tired of the gift. I don't want it anymore. And he said, I won't take it back. Lord, please take this gift. I appreciate the fact that you trusted in me enough to give me a gift. Lord, thank you for the gift, but I'm not going to use it. I'm going to go a different direction in my life and ministry. Lord, just take this gift back and give it to someone else. He's going to say, I'm not taking it back. So if I'm going to have it, I just will stir it up. If I'm going to have it, I need to use it. You know, Jesus told a parable about some gifts. In this particular parable, he called them talents. And he said the owner of the land gave these guys talents. And some of them used the talents and they were blessed. And one old boy didn't use the talent. He said, I don't want to use that. And he got in trouble. I don't want to get in trouble because I didn't use my gift. I don't want to stand before my master one day and he'd say, Calvin, I gave you gifts so that you could help people. I gave you gifts so that you could exhort the church. I gave you gifts so you could lift people up, so you could set people free by the power of my word. Calvin, I gave you spiritual gifts. Why on earth didn't you not use them? Man, I'd shrink up and crawl under the rug. I don't want that to be on my record, and I don't want that to be in my future. I want God to say, thank you for using the gifts I gave you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Maybe we're going to look at Matthew 5:6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. We started off a few minutes ago talking about and praying for spiritual hunger and spiritual thirst. And he says, you're blessed if you have it. I want some of that. And then he goes on to prophetically say to us, if we accept this gift and have this gift of hunger and thirst, he prophetically says, now you're going to get full. Now you're going to get full. You're going to be satisfied. God wants us satisfied. If we don't satisfy ourselves with the things of God, if we don't satisfy our longings and our thirstings with the things of God, the devil will show up with something tempting for us as a substitute to try to satisfy that. One reason a lot of people get trapped into sin is because they're hungry and thirst, have a hunger and a thirst for the things of God, but they go looking in the wrong places. Well, I think I'll just go down to the bar tonight. Maybe I can witness to someone on the next stool. And they fall into a trap. There's a little book called Ecclesiastes, right after Proverbs, Song of Songs. In Ecclesiastes 11, it has the most interesting verse. This sounds more like a song. Should we just sing it? Give a serving to seven and also to eight, for you do not know what evil will be on the earth. Anybody else want to help me then? You know what this verse says to me? Reuben, this says when they're hungry and they're thirsty, feed them. Stir it up and feed them because you don't know what's coming. Read that again. Give a serving to seven and also to eight, for you do not know what evil will be on the earth. We don't know about tomorrow. If the Lord gives us a spiritual gift and we stir it up and feed a hungry person or a thirsty person, they are set free and they have a brighter day tomorrow. And then, you know, California falls off in the ocean, but so what? She's having a bright day because things are right between her and God. But what if I have this gift from God and I refuse to stir it up, and this lady's hungry and thirsty for the things of God, but I refuse to stir up my gift and feed her. And then California falls off in the ocean, and I'll say, why on earth did I not feed her? Why on earth did I not bless her and help her? Amen? That's what this means to me. You don't know about tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen to that person tomorrow. Go ahead and feed them today. Go ahead and feed them today. Peter, I need a minstrel. Some low volume music. Because the Word of God teaches that many times the Spirit of God moves under the anointing of a minstrel, someone with the instruments. Yeah, amen. Everybody happy? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to do some stirring right now. I don't know how it's going to come out, but it's going to come out good. I can't tell you all the, you know, where it's all going to take place, but I know it's going to be good. I just want you to get in an attitude of prayer. Reuben, come and walk with me. Because we're going to need to do some bilingual things. I want you to just walk close to me and add your anointing to mine this morning. You know, when I see anointing on him, I get some of it. And you know, when he sees anointing on me, he gets some. Yeah. A few days ago, I stand out in front of the church and Reuben come up to me and he just starts going like this. I knew what he was doing. He was getting some anointing. We do that, don't we? It works, man. Amen. We just join our anointing right now. We join our anointing. We stir the gifts. We stir the gifts. We stir the gifts. Come over here. I'm just going to follow my heart as I stir the gift. But I hear a prophetic word for this lovely family. And I want you to interpret this. Give me your other hand, brother. What's your name? Javier. His name's Javier. You got it? Si. Javier, the Spirit of the Lord says to you.
Javier, el Espíritu del Señor te dice.
When he sees you care for your family.
Cuando él te ve que tienes cuidado de tu familia.
He sees a man of honor.
Él ve un varón de honor.
And when he sees you bring your family to church,
y cuando te ve que traes a tu familia a la iglesia,
he sees a man of spiritual honor.
Él ve un varón de honra espiritual.
And God understands you have to work on Sundays.
Y Dios entiende que a veces tienes que trabajar los domingos.
But God honors you today for when you can bring your family.
Pero Dios te honra ahora cuando sí puedes atraer tu familia a la iglesia.
And the Lord is putting his blessing upon you and your family.
y Dios está poniendo una bendición sobre usted y su familia.
You're going to prosper and you're going to be in health.
Van a prosperar y caminarán en salud.
As you hunger for the things of God,
y cuando tienen hambre por las cosas de Dios,
and you're thirsty for the Spirit of God,
y tienen sed por el Espíritu de Dios,
you're going to receive the blessing of the Lord.
Vas a recibir la bendición del Señor.
And as the Lord blesses you as head of the house,
y como el Señor te bendice como cabeza de la familia,
your wife and children will be blessed under you.
Tus hijos, tu esposa serán bendecidos debajo de usted.
The Lord says, keep me first and family second.
Dice el Señor, poneme en mí primero y la familia segundo.
And you will be blessed and honored, says the Lord.
Y serás bendecido y honrado, dice el Señor.
In Jesus' name, en el nombre de Jesús, recibe esta profecía, recibe estas palabras de Dios. Recibe en el nombre de Jesús, porque la bendición de Dios es sobre ti, sobre su casa, sobre su familia. Dios está contigo. Recibe en el nombre de Jesús. Yes. Yes. Cassandra, God has such a beautiful future for you.
Cassandra, Dios tiene un bello futuro para usted.
Don't worry about the future.
No te preocupes acerca del futuro.
God has your future in His hands.
Porque Dios tiene su futuro en sus manos.
Every day and every night, seek the Lord.
Cada día y cada noche, busca del Señor.
Give Him honor and give Him praise.
Dale a Él honra y dale a Él alabanza.
Approach God as you would your very best friend.
Acércate a Dios así como te acercas a tu mejor amiga.
Because He's going to lead you into a beautiful, bright future.
Porque Él te guiará a un futuro brillante.
The Lord loves us so much. He's a father. Okay, I heard that. If you never knew your father, I want you to raise your hand. Never knew for sure who your father was. There's one. Never knew for sure who your father was. Okay, you can put your hands down. For you who never knew who your father was, this word is for you. We'll do this in English because all of you understand it. The Spirit of the Lord says, I am your father. The Spirit of the Lord says, I am your father of fathers. The Spirit of the Lord says, I am your father principal, the principal one. The number one man in your life is your father, heavenly father. And the Lord says, I will do for you as I would do for orphans. I will bring forth special angels with special blessings. I will bring forth special angels with special blessings. And my fatherly love will cover you. And my fatherly love will hold you. And my fatherly love will comfort you. And my fatherly love will protect you, says the Lord. Receive the blessing of your heavenly Father. For He is your true Father. In Jesus' name. If you had a father, knew who he was, but you don't feel like he treated you right, raise your hand. You don't feel like your father treated you right, just raise your hand. Don't be embarrassed. The Lord says, for you, I hurt with you. He says, for you who were treated wrongly by your earthly father, I hurt with you. You're not alone. And the Lord says, forgive him. Forgive him and release him and let him go. Release him and let him go. If you hold your heart against him, if you hold a grudge or bad ill feelings against him, you will feel bad for it. He will feel bad for it. And it'll go on forever and ever until you release it. Release it. Forgive and release. Forgive and release. Forgive and release in Jesus' name. It'd be good if you just said that out loud, just where your own ears could hear your own mouth say, Daddy, I forgive you. Daddy, I forgive you. Dad, I forgive you. Papa, I forgive you. Papa, I forgive you. Papa, I don't know the shoes you were walking in. I don't know the challenges you were facing. Papa, I don't know what made you so grouchy. I wasn't that deep in your life to know why you was hurting. I forgive you in Jesus' name. I forgive you in Jesus' name. I forgive you in Jesus' name. Oh, precious Jesus, you're so good to us. Hunger and thirst after the things of righteousness, you will be filled. 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 I see a soul. You okay? Kinda. Here's a handkerchief if you need it. I see your soul. I can't tell you what it looks like because I never saw a soul before, but I know I'm looking at your soul. My spirit sees your soul, and I see a vacant spot. The closest thing I can relate it to would be a puzzle. This puzzle with multiple pieces, and there's a major piece that's just not there. We don't know if it fell on the floor and slid up under the sofa. We don't know where that puzzle piece is, but God knows where it's at. That puzzle piece cannot hide from God. But I see that vacant spot in your soul, and I see that the Lord's going to find that piece and put it in place for you. In the name of Jesus, we release this. We release this blessing that vacant spot in her soul will be filled up with what belongs there. In Jesus' name, it will be filled up with what belongs there. And your soul is going to be restored. Just like in Psalms 23, the psalmist David said, He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. The Lord's going to restore your soul. And next time I see it, I won't see a vacant spot. I'll see a complete whole soul made right and restored in Jesus' name. And I see this. This is encouragement. I see the vacant spot is not your fault. It's not some sin that happened, or it's not your fault. I don't have all the reasoning for it. I just know that peace was lost, and God is the only one that can find it. So be relieved. It's not your fault. And be blessed knowing that the Spirit of God is going to take care of it. Put it all together for you. Put it all together for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to exhort others of you in here is concerning stirrings of the gift. Now, God knows better than I do that there's a lot of gifts in this church. God has given a lot of spiritual gifts. And according to the Word of God, spiritual gifts are for the edification of others. You know, spiritual gift blesses me when I use it, but it's really given to me to bless others. That's the main purpose. My blessing just comes automatically with the handling of it, so to speak, the responsibility of it, the care for it. I'm blessed by the care of the gift. But the reason, the purpose that gift has been given to me is so I can help others and bless others. And I just see So many of us in this church, we have gifts, and we need to stir them up. I'm speaking to you guys. I'm speaking to you girls. Stir up those gifts. Stir up those gifts. Whatever it is, stir it up. 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 Vanna, if I had words. I love you, girl.
Yes, we do.
Vanna, the Lord has entrusted you with the gift of a motherly spirit. You have the spirit of a very wise mother. Just be proud of it. There's a lot of foolish mothers out there. And God's given you the gift of being a wise mother. Just be proud of that. Hold your chin up and say, I'm a good mother. I'm a wise mother. I care for my children. I'm going to do my best to see that my kiddos are well cared for, spiritually and physically. Vanna, you are a spiritual mother to many. To many. Be proud of that station, that ministry, because it's the gift of God. It's the gift of God. It's the gift of God. I don't know if everybody's already met my sweet mama. She hadn't been here in long. Well, she was here last Sunday, but she's been living in New Mexico, and the last several years I go to see her, but she hadn't come to see me because it's such a trip. But my mother has prayed for me. I can't even imagine how much my mother has prayed for me. I can remember as a small boy hearing my mother pray for me. I could hear her praying for me. And a lot of times she'd be praying in the spirit, praying in tongues. So I didn't know what she was saying, but I knew she was praying for me. Mama, thank you for praying for me. You see, she kept the gift alive. She kept stirring up the gift of intercession. Gift of intercession. Just keep stirring it up. Intercede, intercede, intercede for her children, for her loved ones. Reuben, if you got a word, you can reach for the mic. Eric, the Lord has brought you to this place in time and history. You didn't find this place in time and history by accident. The hunger for God and the thirst for righteousness has worked on you and drawn on you and pulled on you. And there's been spiritual cravings on the inside. And all of those things working together according to the will of God have brought you to where you are right now, this moment, this place, this little moment in history. You're here by the purpose of God. You didn't do it on your own. And I hear the Lord saying that you're going to, I hear it like this, others are following you. Others are watching. Other people, I don't know who these other people are, the Lord knows, but other people have been watching you for a long time because they have the confidence that you're going the right direction. But they're kind of like the Missouri mule. They're stubborn, and they've got to be convinced. And so they're watching and watching close to see how this all works out. But as you continue to seek the things of God, as you continue to seek God with all your heart, as you continue to walk the walk and talk the talk, as you continue, those that have been watching are going to follow. And they're going to find the sweetness of God's presence as you have found it. So just stay strong. Stay faithful. Fidelity is number one. Because people are watching and following. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I thank you for being so beautiful. Lord, I love you. Lord, I bless you for being so wonderful. Lord, I love you. Lord, I bless you. And I thank you for being with me. You've been hearing this for more than 20 years based on your background. It's going to come out a little different this time. God needs a few good men. God needs a few good men. And you're on the list. You're on the list, brother. You have said yes to the Spirit of God. You have said yes to His callings and His wooings. You've said yes to that something on the inside that draws you towards the things of God. And God has chosen you and put you on the list because He needs, like just like those Marines you served for years, well, He needs a few good men. You're on the list. Lord, we just bless this brother. We bless him with strength and guidance. We bless him with the understanding of your will for his life. We bless him for wisdom on how to love his family richer and deeper. Lord, we just bless him right now in Jesus' name. Bless him with the understanding of your will. The understanding of your will, Lord, in Jesus' name. I need to give a word of prophecy to someone who's too young to receive it. So family, listen up. Mama Vanna, you carry this because he'll need it one day. Family, listen up. You listening? You listening, right? What's his name?
Jonah.
Jordan. Like the Jordan River? Yeah, or like Michael Jordan? Yeah. Little Jordan, you're too little to understand all these words, but you know what? Jesus loves you so much. And he's got a real good plan for your future. You're going to have some wonderful things happen in your future. And some of these wonderful things will be in the form of hidden blessings. Because it's going to look like, sometimes, it's going to look like things are going wrong. And you're going to say, where's the blessing of the Lord? Well, he's going to deliver you, set you free, deliver you from those things that are going wrong. And then one day you'll realize, my deliverance was the blessing of the Lord. And someday you'll get in a little bit of trouble. And you'll seek the Lord and he'll bless you and deliver you from that trouble. And Mama Vanna and other people around you, they're going to say, Jordan, we heard a prophecy years ago that you're going to have a little trouble, but the Lord would deliver you. Yeah, somebody's going to remember this. Did you know that the Holy Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous? But the Lord delivers them out of them all. Righteous folk, people that seek the Lord and love the Lord, sometimes they have troubles too. But the Lord makes a way out of all those troubles. And the Lord Jesus is going to guard you and guide you and bless you. And just remember this all your days when you're growing up. Remember this. If you get in any kind of trouble, little or big, call on the Lord. Help me, Jesus. That's all you got to say. Help me, Jesus. That's all you got to say. Help me, Jesus. That's all you got to say. And he's going to come when you need help. He's going to come when you need help. Do you have a word for someone? 3 o'clock? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I think we could all use a little bit of that last one. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. I just really like the scripture in Romans where it says, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know, that you can take this or whatever it is, but about 3 or 4 times in the past week, I have had this come up out of my spirit and out of my mouth like this. It just involuntary words come up, and I say, Jesus, save me from myself. Sometimes myself is my biggest enemy. I'm encouraging you to practice this. When you, Jesus, save me from myself. A lot of times we're blaming the devil or blaming the neighbor or blaming your wife. And it's the guy on the inside. Jesus, save me from myself. You know what? His word says, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. We have his promise. We have his word on it. Thank you, Reuben. Let's all stand to our feet. Peter, thank you so much. I didn't make many notes. I did some scripture references, but I didn't make many notes today. Because I knew if I made too many notes, it'd get in the way of what the Spirit of the Lord is wanting to do. And I needed to hear spiritually rather than read it off the page. But one of the things I did write down, it goes along with all this, is the gifts of God are in us for ministry to others. Stir it up. Because others need it. The gifts inside of us are for others' sake. And they need it. So stir it up. Stir it up. If we don't stir it up, they'll miss their blessing. I don't want to get to heaven someday and have one of you walk up to me and say, I was having a hell of a time. And I knew that the Spirit of God was in you and could have fixed this, and you just ignored it. We're not going to have that happen, are we? We're going to stir up the gifts, and we're going to bless others. We're going to minister to others. We're going to encourage. Remember, the way to minister to someone is to make them feel better. So you don't shake your finger in their face and say, you dirty, rotten sinner, you're going to hell if you don't change. They don't feel good about that. But when you give them a smile and a hug and a handshake and a kind word and say, you know, I've been praying for you, brother. I've been praying for you, sister. It begins to liven them, their spirit, and they begin to open up to receive the things of God. Amen. We want to invite you to continue this fellowship around the kitchen type, dining room table. We've got lots of food back there for everybody that's hungry and thirsty. Just pray together right now. Father, in Jesus' name, sir, we want to thank you for hunger and thirst in the spirit realm. And we believe that you have passed the plate today. You've passed the vessel. We've eaten of your broken body, and we've eaten of your precious blood, drank of your blood. Lord, we've been blessed abundantly today, and we just thank you for the banquet, Lord. Thank you for the banquet. of your word. And Lord, as we move to the other room and continue fellowshipping with one another and enjoying the presence of God in one another, Lord, we just bless that food, that physical food. We bless it and bless all the labor of love that went into the preparation of it, Lord. We just thank you so much for it. But Lord, more than anything, we thank you for the spiritual food and drink we've had today. And Lord, I would say, please forgive us, especially me, for the times that I should have been stirring the gift, and I wasn't. I'm sorry, Lord. Thank you for reminding me to stir the gifts. Thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Well, here's what I want you to do now. You know what to do next? Give about 50 or 60 people a hug and a kiss and escort them to the